Good morning, Family First. Me speaking. How may I help you?
Hi, good morning. I'm so sorry. I just missed a phone call from the office. My name is Gladys Desvarius.
Yeah, hi. I did try to contact you yesterday as well.
It was you. Yeah, you know, I also missed it yesterday.
Yeah, that's okay. We just need an updated CV from you, and we also need you to complete the in-service training.
Can you please send you the link? Can you please wait? Can you please speak a little bit louder?
Can you hear me now?
Just good.
Okay. Yeah, so we need a TB from you, an updated TB, and we also need you to complete the in-service training.
It would be like a chest X-ray. Yeah, I would do a chest X-rays if you know, but you will have to wait for me a while because I have to set up appointment with my doctor in order to set me to the...
Would you want us to set one up for you? Maybe it'll be a little faster.
What do you mean?
I set up the chest X-ray appointment.
I said my doctor. I have a private doctor.
You prefer to go to your doctor?
Which doctor would you send me to?
I would one that's close to you.
I have my own doctor for many years, and that's the doctor I always use for many years.
Okay, that's fine.
When
if that's
I
what
need,
you're comfortable
when
with,
I
that's fine.
Need, when I need anything, and even, X-rays for the agencies I've used to work. For all the agencies I've used to work. So I don't see the reason why I have to go to another one.
No, you don't. I was just giving you an option. But you can definitely go with your primary. That's perfectly fine. So I'm going to send you a link for the in-service training. Can you complete that?
Okay, my problem is I have cataract. I cannot fix the, even though it's little, but it's still bothering me. That's why I was asking. I don't have a computer. If the office was in the place where it used to be, I could go right away to go to your computer. So I'm asking.
We're not in Germantown anymore.
I know that. That's what I'm saying. If the office was closer, you were closer to me than the place you are in City Line, whatever it's called. Okay, So therefore, I asked for the paper which I can just do and mail it to you. And first of all,
so that's not how
I
how
will
we do
take
it.
The test as requested because
right. Are
you
the, not able
you know,
to do it off of your phone?
Excuse me?
Are you not able to do it off your phone?
Did you hear what I was just saying?
Yeah, you said you don't have access to a computer.
I cannot do it on my phone because I have problems to fix the phone. I have problems in my eyes. I want
do you have someone that can assist you?
Who can assist me? I don't have. So the letters are too small for me, even though because my glasses actually... I have to change it, okay? So that's a problem. I cannot stay too long on the phone, you know, to
right.
do certain things. That's
right,
the reason why I don't do any kind of business on my phone. Text
right.
message, WhatsApp, and that's all. And I don't do any things on my phone.
Okay, so do you have someone that can help you with do it since you're not able to see it?
I said no, I don't.
Okay, so give me one second because I really don't know.
The reason why I submit myself to take the test is because I respect principles, okay? But I don't need the test because the way I am working with my mother is a volunteer thing, okay? Because I am more than a home health aide. Just to let you know, I take it, I just take it because I want to take it to
right.
respect to respect your principles, okay? Don't bother me with that test.
Okay, so just give me 1 second, okay? Hold on. Hi, Gladys.
Yes.
Okay. So I just spoke with my manager. So she's going to go ahead and mail you out the in-service training.
What is it?
The in-service training that we were just talking about, the exam. So it's going to be mailed out to you. So once you complete it, then you can mail it back to us.
I really appreciate it.
Sure.
Give me less headache. Because where you are right now, do you know I've used to go there. I have an agency I've used to work with.
Mm-hmm.
Every time I'm going there, I always pay someone because I never like to drive in this area from Roosevelt Boulevard.
Right.
And there was an agency also in your area I used to work many years ago, 2005, 2006 or 2007. Not as a home health aid. I don't want it, you know, it doesn't matter to tell you or not. It doesn't matter. But it's a headache for me.
Right, I understand.
I really appreciate your good understanding.
The,
that's a good understanding. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, sure. And
thank you so very much. 907. Gillam Street.
Okay, no problem. So
907 Gillam Street, Philadelphia, PA 19111.
Yeah, that's what we have. Okay, so that's where we'll send it to, okay? And then in the meantime, just try to make the appointment for your chest x-ray.
Yeah, I need to do, you know, the appointment. I will do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Not a problem. So I'll just notate that in your file, okay?
Thank you so much.
Thank
what
you,
is
and I appreciate
name?
The call back. To me, that's Martinez.
Ah? Huh?
Martinez.
What
that may be easier.
No, I know Martinez is easy for me because I have Martinez friends and family. But the first name is?
Tamidi.
Huh? That's Tamidi. A difficult word. Huh? How do you spell it?
T-A-M-E-I-T-T-I.
T-A what?
T-A-M-E-I-T-T-I.
Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm.
Who gave you that name? Came from where?
I don't know. I know my mom just gave it to me. Yeah, I don't know where she got it from.
Name. She gave you a difficult name, right?
Yeah.
Thank you, Miss.
Okay,
Miss,
sure.
Miss,
you can
Miss
Martinez.
Or Mrs. No, I said to call you Miss or Mrs.
Miss is fine.
Miss fine? Okay, Miss.
Yes.
You stay safe. Thank you so very much for your good
okay.
understanding.
You're welcome. Sure.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Stay blessed. Bye-bye.
All right.